a radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Oh, what's good, my man?
Broadcasting live from East River 9 as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston. We do have some breaking news for the Houston Astros, who have made a trade. They traded recently DFA'd pitcher Forrest Whitley to the Tampa Bay Rays. Cash considerations is the return. Cash considerations is not a left-handed bat. It's nothing. But hey, you got something in exchange for Forrest Whitley. So often hyped, and yet not a whole lot you got from Forrest Whitley. We wish him well in Tampa Bay. I recommend if he's going to live anywhere, he live in St. Petersburg, the crown jewel of the United States, and also where I went to high school. And as far as those cash considerations go, I hope that they pay a lot of the debts owed to Jose Abreu and to Rafael Montero. We're so close to getting those bills off. It's like looking forward to the moment where you've completely paid off your car. But yeah, Forrest Whitley traded to the Rays. Nothing new on the injury front when it comes to the hamstring injury, left hamstring specifically, that Isak Paredes had. Paredes, after the injury per Joe Espada, wanted to play tonight against the Minnesota Twins. Minnesota Twins, for those who don't know, second place in the American League Central. They're half a game up on the Cleveland Guardians. I think they're a better team than the Guardians. You take a look at the Guardians and where their numbers rank across the board. This is a team that is towards the bottom, Cleveland. The Astros played a little bit ago. This is a team that was basically ranking around 24th in just about every single major statistical category. We'll see how the Astros fare. It's going to be a little bit more difficult for their offense to get going if Paredes is not there, when you're already missing Yordan Alvarez, and Paredes has arguably been your second most important bat. Definitely as far as the home runs he's been hitting and what he's been giving to the top of the order after Jeremy Peña, it's tough to make an argument for anybody else. So, just who are these Minnesota Twins? Well, they're also a middle-of-the-road team offensively. They've got a team OPS of 705. Guess who's right ahead of them? 14th place, the Houston Astros. So two middle-of-the-road offenses. As far as pitching goes, the Twins also middle of the road. 15th with a 3.83 ERA. As far as walks, hits per innings pitched, they're 9th. Okay. Astros are second when it comes to that. As far as strikeouts go, which I know the Astros lead baseball by quite a significant amount in terms of pitcher strikeouts thrown, the Twins are 10th. So, mediocre offense, solid pitching. The Astros should win 2 of 3, just given how good they have been at home this season. I would like my first sweep of the year against an American team. The Toronto Blue Jays are Canadians. They do not count. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston and on Twitch at ESPN 975. It is an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. You can ask any question and I'll work it into the show. From the 832, got a lot of people asking questions about false accusations and whatever's going on with Jimmy Ward. Why do women not get in trouble for false allegations, but men get dragged for false allegations? Well, I believe that is a civil court matter, and you probably are seeing it right now between Trevor Bauer and Lindsey Hill, because Lindsay Hill, the person who was the first to accuse Trevor Bauer of violent sex, she said something publicly that wasn't actually true, that Trevor Bauer had agreed to a settlement. So he sued her for, I believe, slander. I imagine that you could theoretically do this in a court of law after the fact, when somebody, man or woman, accuses somebody else of domestic violence and it's found to not be true. But it's probably pretty difficult to prove that it was done. Sometimes there are situations that somebody could bring into a case, and again, I'm not a lawyer, that would perhaps make it seem like it's not completely implausible that something like this would happen. Because with the criminal court, you need a 100% essentially, in terms of evidence presented, you need to think 100% beyond a reasonable doubt that something actually happened. Where with civil, is it basically 51% likely? I suppose in a civil case, some of these people that have been, put through accusations that ended up being false, I imagine they could sue the accusers. But what are you actually going to get in return from these accusers generally? Like money that will never actually be paid. Anyway, we could go down a rabbit hole on that one, and I don't want to bore you with it too much because I'm definitely not an expert when it comes to that stuff. 713-780-3776 to call to text. On YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. From the 713, what's the latest on the Justin Tucker situation? All I know is that the Ravens released him. They said it was a football move. I'm imagining they said it was a football move so that Tucker couldn't sue them for wrongful termination. Someone from the 972 cleaning things up for me. Lying to the police with accusations is a crime, but it's rare that a district attorney will pursue it. What is tragic in situations where people have ended up going to prison. That's a fair point. Again, I don't know the ins and outs. All I know right now, the accusations against Jimmy Ward are pretty damning. However, at this moment in time, they are accusations. I do find it interesting that as far as accusations go and what bond was posted, I think it's interesting that Jimmy Ward, his bond was $30,000 for allegedly choking a woman and threatening to kill her, where Antonio Brown is apparently wanted for attempted murder. And the stipulations, if he turns himself in, and I don't believe he has quite yet, but the stipulations are he would have to be under house arrest until court begins, but his bond would only be $10,000. That's from an incident that happened about a month ago. The warrant for charge of attempted murder with a firearm instructs Brown to post a $10,000 bond and remained on house arrest until trial, per the Washington Post. For those who don't know, Brown was detained by police after gunshots were fired at a boxing event hosted by online streamer Aiden Ross. Man, I keep on seeing Aiden Ross's name. I keep on seeing Antonio Brown's name. And it's leading into our next segment here on the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in town. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in, YouTube at ESPN Houston, and on Twitch at ESPN 975. The John Wall Memorial Athlete Podcasting Games are back. And that Aiden Ross guy had on an athlete who said literally the dumbest thing that an athlete has ever said. You will hear that and other monumental moments in athlete podcasting excellence next. It's the Paul Gallant Show. Stay put.
This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from East River 9 as part of ESPN Houston Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. And on Twitch at ESPN 975. It is an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. And we are hanging out at East River 9's River House. Weather does seem to be clearing up. There was a little lightning. Beautiful view of downtown Houston. I like to drink and look at downtown Houston. I don't really like golf all that much. But if you want to play nine holes, you can. You want to play pickleball, you can. There are still people out on the driving range getting their shots in. Fine drinks here at the bar. And as part of our summer circuit, we are giving away a pair of bikes at the end of the summer from Power On Electric Bicycle Company. Two of these bikes, a $4,000 value. Test ride today, cruise tomorrow. Power On e-bikes has you covered. On top of that, the live music summer concert series at East River 9 is every Friday and Saturday evening from 7 to 9. Fun for the whole family. So you got music here in addition to golf and pickleball and drinks and a silent auction for the American Cancer Society. Some of the biggest people in Houston may or may not be here. Just saying. Who? You'll have to see to find out. I'd never underestimate this person's heart. Hey, guess what, guys? It's time for another rousing edition of the John Wall Memorial Podcasting Games.
Give these guys a microphone.
Talk about the rocks and sport.
Trash. Beyond trash.
And let them cook.
We're just going to beat the out of Braun. They not want to see us.
Welcome to the John Wall Memorial Athlete Podcasting Game.
Look, athlete podcasters, they're out there. Doesn't mean they're good, but they're out there all right. And on one of these podcasts, as a guest, Tyler Hero, the man that got into a back and forth with Amen Thompson. Amen Thompson dropped his ass on the ground and kicked his ass the next time the two played. Tyler Hero was on with podcaster or streamer Aiden Ross. I don't know who he is. I know I'm jealous of how successful he is because this guy's also had Tyreek Hill on this offseason on a bus. And Hill was saying all sorts of wild things. But here is Tyler Hero talking about how he doesn't believe in anything that began and happened before 1950.
A real thing?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, but I don't think he dropped 100.
Are you serious?
You don't?
I love that ass.
Wait, so you don't believe in shit that happened like 200 years?
The moon landing.
Hell no.
Wait, really?
What about the moon landing?
No, I don't believe in that. Oh. I don't believe anything that happened before 1950.
Wait.
Wait, now I'm thinking.
Nah.
Have you been bamboozled?
No. Like, okay, like, do you think the Earth's flat?
That's nothing to do with that, bro. What the fuck?
Do you think we'll ever go to Mars? Okay, so wait. You don't believe something that happened like 200 years ago?
Yeah, like Christopher how Columbus? Do we know? Like, how do we know? When did he come to America or the land or whatever?
True. Oh,
they said 1492.
But there's no way of really knowing if it was him. It could have been Bob. Or
right.
Like, I'm being that ass.
They're saying he's based.
What does that mean?
He is the dumbest person alive. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Unbelievable. Nothing in history happened before 1950, and he says dead ass along the way. Like, can we deport him? Can we lie about whether or not he's a citizen and kick him out of our country? That is embarrassing. That is just completely embarrassing. That's the worst thing I've ever heard anyone say, ever. Dead ass. Nothing happened before 1950. You are Chris Broussardet, sir, if you believe that. That is the stupidest thing I have ever heard. Nothing happened before 1950? Nothing. Who's the guy that went across the ocean? And then these dumbass bobos that are on with him that are just greasing him up. They're not pushing back at all. They're like, yo, facts. This is the funny thing with these podcasts these days. You get a celebrity, and they're surrounded by just complete stooges who enable everything that they say. They never push back at all and say, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, which it was. And then he just keeps going and going. Maybe that's the art, but that is truly the stupidest thing I've ever heard an athlete say. Unbelievable. What a moron. More in the John Wall Memorial Podcasting Games Antonio Brown, he's wanted for murder. Did anyone see this sit-down that Brown had with Tyreek Hill? I mean, this is riveting stuff.
I'm going to ask you, is he all right? He's all right. He's all right. Yeah. Devontae Adams, is he all right? He lit. What was Devontae Adams' stats this year?
He went crazy. He had like 1,300. But
he's all right. He's all right then. What about Michael Thomas? Is he all right?
He lit. Then you ask me, bro. Don't try to.
This is not a point of finger game. This is. Bro. Is he all right?
He lit.
Can you give me Mike Thomas stats, please? She just said he lit, like a light or a lamp.
Oh my God.
He lit, bro.
Is he all right? Is Mike Thomas all right? What's the big screen? What's the stats on Michael Thomas?
What we got?
He's not all right.
What we got?
He's not.
Oh my God, that is. Again, this is what's putting us out of business. This is what's putting talking yokels like myself out. I suppose it is riveting to just keep on listening to the car crash, but Antonio Brown, who's wanted for murder, attempted murder, my bad. Antonio Brown wanted for attempted murder in this podcast episode that he did with Tyreek Hill, is doing some sort of strange riff off of Super Freak by Rick James. He's trying to turn this into a bit. Is this wide receiver all right or not all right? And then he doesn't know any of the stats or any of the information. More podcasting excellence. Kyrie Irving was streaming. You know what? At least Kyrie Irving, I think, knows how to communicate a point. Here's Kyrie Irving talking about how you better not be going after Carl Anthony Towns going forward.
Before I forget, y'all got to stop making fun of my brother Cat. I'm done with y'all. Stop making fun of my brother Cat. It's over for that. I'm letting y'all know, if you repost it again or you meme him up, I'm attacking you. Not like that physically in GTA, but I'm attacking you. All right? I'm attacking you. Y'all got to leave Cat alone, okay? Because y'all don't know what it's like to grow up in Jersey and have all of these cultures that you're a part of. Trust me on that. Jersey is literally 130 miles long. It is very, very small state. But when I get back to my point, I'm going to explain this to you. But I'm just saying, leave him alone, all right? Leave our Jersey. Like, because he's Dominican, he's black, he grew up in, you know, a certain area in Jersey, just like me. And you got to survive out here. And you have many different demographics of people. So you got to survive out here, all right? Sometimes I don't agree all the time when he be, you know, changing up his tone sometimes. I don't always agree and all that. You know what I mean? But on a serious note, he is a man. He's my brother, and I protect him all the time.
I love how he's like, I'm from Jersey. If you're from Jersey, you're different. Like that. Well, that's his reason? Like, oh, he made it. He survived Jersey. Jersey people have such a weird inferiority complex when it comes to, like, yeah, we're the toughest. Everyone says New York's the toughest, but we're not from New York. We're from Jersey. And then they, like, start showing some pictures of Tony Soprano eating at what's the place where they eat and they have their coffee, Saltereri's or whatever the hell. I forget what it is. But whatever the case, there's some weird thing about New Jersey where New Jersey loves to act like they're so tough. And yet, Kyrie Irving is basically throwing Jersey under the bus here, saying, like, hey, man, stop the mean memes at Carl Anthony Towns. He's from Jersey. Usually people say, I'm from Jersey as a threat. He's saying it as a, like, oh, he's been through so much. His life has been so hard. I suppose it has been. It's tough to make it when no one, when you have never pumped your own gas for the entirety of your life. The John Wall Memorial podcasting games continue. A couple of podcasts, which I had very little interest in actually checking out. Titus Howard is doing a live stream with Texans Jacob in the near future. I would like our Twitch to be in attendance for this and to watch it for me, especially seeing as they, you know, who knows what's going on with the Twitch in the future. But Titus Howard is going to do a Twitch stream with Texans Jacob on X. And also, Jacob asked Titus Howard what he thinks about playing right guard for the first time in his NFL career. Howard said it's been smooth, and he mentioned how the versatility is how you keep your job and that the Texans O-line is going to surprise people. So you've got that. And also, this is Athlete Adjacent Podcasting. Candace Cameron Bure, who you might know from Full House, and who is married to former NHL player Valerie Bure, thinks horror movies are a portal to demons. So that's fun. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5 on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. From the 832, a texter asks on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday, Paul, you're so wise for your age. Thank you. I disagree with that, but appreciate the kind words. I want to know who would win in a fight, the Predator or Iron Man? Great question. So look, the Predator can't fly. This is a serious disadvantage. It does have cloaking technology, but in all of the movies that we have seen a Predator, the Predator has generally been at a technological advantage against everyone it's gone up against. Like in the movie Predator, it's going up against a bunch of commandos who... did they even have night vision goggles? I don't think they did. And he easily dispatches of all of them until Arnold Schwarzenegger wises up and basically cloaks himself in mud. The alien, for sure, in Predator, has an awesome like blaster on its shoulder. But that's its most powerful weapon in addition to being pretty athletic and being invisible. I am assuming that Tony Stark, who has the ability to fly and probably has something stored in that suit of his that would be able to, you know, like chaff or something like that, that would help him avoid those laser strikes. Also armor, which I would assume would at the very least somehow deflect some of that shooting. I feel like Tony Stark and Iron Man would win pretty easily here, you know? Like, I think that he would be able to have some sort of heat... some sort of heat vision that would be able to catch the actual Predator, and he could just fly up in the air and just bomb him with a bunch of missiles and stuff, you know? So I think Iron Man would win in that little back and forth. More on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. This question is about the Texans. For the 713, hey, Paul, the Texans running back room looking pretty good. Do you think Dameon Pierce will make the roster? Should he be traded for an offensive lineman? Well, it generally doesn't work like that. I don't think someone's going to trade a good offensive lineman for a running back. There's just a supply and demand thing. There's more running backs that are good than there are offensive linemen that are good that teams are willing to move on from, you know? Like, it's five places on a roster. A team is much more likely to just keep their offensive lineman. You're going to get a draft pick if you get anything in return for Dameon Pierce. It would probably be a late-round draft pick. You know, we're talking like fourth-round pick or later. I think Dameon Pierce has talent. I think Dameon Pierce will make the roster. I am not convinced Nick Chubb will make the roster. If I had to pick between the two right now, and again, we'll see what happens with Nick Chubb. But, like, I do think it's a level playing field at this moment in time. We'll see what happens in training camp. We'll have a better field. Chubb is saying that he's back to 100%, but he's had serious injuries the last 2 years, a foot injury last year and a torn, a busted knee. MCL, I believe, is what he tore the year before that, and he's up there in age. So, he's got a lot to prove. I love him as a player. I have a lot of respect for him. I hope he proves me wrong. But I think right now, Pierce and Chubb are neck and neck. I think Pierce deserves benefit of the doubt. He does have talent. He is very good at breaking tackles. We've seen him as a kick returner. At the very least, he's going to have a chance to do that, especially if kickoffs have a little minor change of the rule. Like he can do more than just play running back. But I'm wondering if a non-Bobby Slowick offense is going to be able to better use him. So I don't think that Pierce is gone like so many do think. 713-780-3776 to call the text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. It's an Ask Gallant Anything Friday live at East River 9 at the River House. Come out here for the summer circuit because you have a chance to get yourself two, not just one. We're talking two. Two bikes. Don't you want these bikes? I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I'm sure they would love that live read. The e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company. Ride farther. Ride faster. Ride smarter with Power On e-bikes. It's the Paul Gallant Show. We'll go around the National Football League next. Stick around.
You're listening to the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from East River 9 as part of ESPN Houston Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town. It is an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Some very funny texts that we will get to. First, though, live at East River 9, let's go to our friend Keith on the HR&P listener line. Keith, what's up?
Hey, Paul, thanks for having me. Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Had to call in. Just want to get your thoughts. Today there was an MLB trade. Aaron Civale of the Brewers wanted out, so the team said, okay, sure, and traded him to the Chicago White Sox. If you were Aaron Civale, how would you feel if you got traded to the Chicago White Sox?
Man, that's tough. I mean, if you're taking a look at the teams across baseball, as far as teams you would least like to be traded to, the White Sox have got to be close to the top. I will say perks, no expectations in Chicago. Chicago is a very fun place to be in the summer, but you do have to drive to the south side, the sketch side, for all of your games. I suppose as far as places that are worse to be traded to, Baltimore would probably suck right now. Can you believe Baltimore's 13 games under 500 with all the hope that they had going into the year? And they're 6-4 in their last 10. They have just been god-awful. The Athletics would be tough. I mean, they are playing in a minor league ballpark and does not seem like it's a very good minor league ballpark. Not that many are. Miami would be fun to be traded to. No expectations. You're in Miami. Colorado, it really depends on how you feel about Denver. I think for a lot of people, Denver is a mixed bag. I went to Denver last summer for the first time in a really long time, but I was only there for a moment. Coors Field was fun, but if you're pitching at Coors Field in front of an empty stadium as opposed to hanging out and throwing a few back at Coors Field, yeah, definitely a different experience. It could be worse for him. The White Sox are not at the absolute rock bottom as far as places to be traded to. I think it would be tougher to be traded to, say, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, the Athletics, Baltimore for now, because everyone seems to be just pissed off at Baltimore. Those would be worse places to go. So there you go. It's an Ask Gallant Anything Friday, 713-780-3776 to call to text. Let's do it. It's the 10-minute drill.
We're ready for some football, baby.
Dad, hush.
Tackling the biggest news in the NFL.
This just in.
With Paul Gallant. The 10-minute drill starts now.
Football time.
Yes, it is football time. Football, football. Everyone's favorite sport. At least it's my favorite sport. The Jameis Winston era of New York Giants football. A quarterback room that also features Russell Wilson and Jackson Dart and Italian-American sensation. How am I forgetting his name? Tommy DeVito is off to a rollicking start. Here's Darius Slayton talking about the Jameis Winston experience.
It's so hard to describe. It's just like how I'm talking right now. He'd be talking just like this, and it's just the random thoughts that come to his head, and they just come out. And it's like, we were talking about, you know, a slant. How did we get to Kentucky Fried Chicken? You know, it's like just hard lefts. Like, I can't think of an exact example, but like that's how best I could describe it. It's just like random hard lefts. But then he comes right back on topic. So it's like, am I tripping or are you tripping? But, you know, he's a really fun guy to be around.
He is a rascal, that Jameis Winston. An absolute rascal. I hope he wins the gig. I think Giants teammates are probably going to like Jameis more than they like Russ. I do not know how they will feel about Jackson Dart. It's going to be very interesting to see how the Giants handle this, because the Giants are trying to make it that Russell Wilson is the starter going into the year, but I'm a little skeptical about that. They will stick with that. More across the National Football League. This is kind of embarrassing, and this is spoken by a Patriots fan. Tom Brady is getting his statue outside of Gillette Stadium, but they're releasing it before a preseason game. I suppose you want to have it all season. And, hey, this, I guess, gets people to go to your August whenever. It's going to be released August 8th, but before their game against Washington. But come on, you got to do this before the first game of the year. You know, and the entire game, the build-up to the game will be about Tom Brady's statue. That's what I want. Maybe they're trying to take pressure off Drake May. I remember when Tom Brady came back with the Bucks to play the Patriots, there was a big thing about how they did not want Mac Jones to feel threatened by his return. I would have been okay with that in retrospect. It's all about Tom Brady. So he's getting a statue before a preseason game. Also, the late Jim Irsay is being inducted into the Colts Ring of Honor. For what it's worth, the Colts did win a couple of Super Bowls with Jim Irsay running the show, but that's more about Peyton. Hell, they only won one, actually. That's more about Peyton Manning, though. Because remember, Colts, they won that one Super Bowl against the Bears, and then they lost the other Super Bowl to the New Orleans Saints, where Peyton Manning threw a pick six to Tracy Porter. You hate to see it. Sick onside kick also by Sean Payton in that game. Want to know an interesting tidbit about the National Football League right now? Did you know that 40 players remain unsigned that were drafted in this year's past draft? One of them, of course, Shamar Stewart, the only first-round pick that is unsigned. 30 of those 40 unsigned players are second-round picks. So that means all but two players drafted in the second round, all but two are unsigned. One of those two is Texans wide receiver Jaden Higgins. And I am very curious to know how the whole National Football League feels about Nick Caserio. Because for those who don't know, when the Texans gave Jaden Higgins the first player they picked in this year's draft, they gave Higgins a fully guaranteed contract, and it was the first fully guaranteed contract in the history of NFL draft picks in the second round. So I imagine the rest of the NFL hates Nick Caserio because he decided to change things forever. A pioneer when it comes to treating second round picks well. That is wild. And I bet all these other second-round picks are like, I want a fully guaranteed contract. So basically, Nick Caserio has shaken up the entire NFL. I think he's a good general manager. That part's a funny little tidbit to add on. So there you go, guys. It's the 10-minute drill. Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in town. You want to jump in, 713-780-3776 to call to text on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. From the 281, Paul, how many foot-long wieners do you plan on taking down for the 4th of July? Generally a two hot dog guy. If it's the 4th of July, I'm going to be looking for a grill, and I'm going to be probably barbecuing a steak and or a burger first. Hot dogs aren't bad, but I feel like hot dogs are appetizers. I don't think they're like a full meal. So there you go. Paul Gallant Show on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday, live at the River House at East River 9. Come on out here as part of the ESPN 97.5 Summer Circuit. And he's 2.5 as well. We're giving away two pairs of bicycles from the Power On Electric Bicycle Company, a $4,000 value. You just got to go to the promo table to register. And don't forget, here at East River 9, it's the live music summer concert series every Friday. That's today. And Saturday evening from 7 to 9, fun for the whole family. The Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Stick around.
This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from East River 9 as part of ESPN Houston Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Now
most interactive sports talk show in town. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in on an Ask Alon Anything Friday. You can join on YouTube as well at ESPN Houston or on Twitch at ESPN 975. From the 817, grilling a steak or burger is not barbecue. Cool, man. I love the well actually people with barbecue. I'm just putting it on a grill. Up in the north, we call anything involving a grill barbecuing. Okay. Down here, we're specific about how we do it. Yeah, and you also, for whatever reason, only do brisket, which brisket's great, but there's other great meats. Pulled pork is awesome. I don't understand why that's not a staple down here at all. No one's even, it's like sacrilegious to even do it. Pulled pork's great. It's so tender. A little coleslaw mixed into a sandwich. Like, all food is generally pretty good. Open your mind. What else do we have here? Oh, this. So Howard Stern is a radio goat. One of the greatest broadcasters to ever do it. I definitely think he sounds his age these days, but Howard Stern is the most successful person that's ever done radio. And I am very envious of his success and wish that I could have some modicum of it. I will never get close. I have accepted that. The guy had a movie made about him. While I do not think he's necessarily what he used to be, he has become very good at interviewing people. He actually went back and did an oldie this week. And I got to give him credit for this one, because this is a great observation that he made. He was talking about how, for whatever reason, sports broadcasters are afraid to talk about penises in the middle of a broadcast. Have you ever noticed this? While watching a sporting event, when somebody gets hit downstairs, they always are so nervous to talk about what actually happened. They never say, yeah, that guy got hit in the balls. Yeah, that guy got hit in the tallywhacker, the schmenzer, the ramalama ding dong, the sea monster, the snake. They never do that. Why? Here is a montage of, I believe, baseball broadcasters talking about guys getting hit in the nether region. Fantastic job by Howard Stern's team putting this together.
He took that right where the sun don't shine.
Took one in a sensitive area.
He got that one in the athletic supporter.
Got hit right in the midsection.
Got Garrett Stubbs in a very tender spot between the wickets.
Not a great spot.
A little one-on-two.
Yeah. There's no trainers coming out to rub that one.
That one hit him in a suburb south of the stomach, I think, right near the belt.
It got Adley below the equator.
Oh, no, it didn't get him on the foot.
That is not a foot.
No, it's not.
That bounced right into his belly. Not on the belly. Never mind. That's a different kind of belly.
You don't need a replay to know where that ball got him.
He will be a soprano for the next inning or so.
That last one's actually pretty funny. It's weird, though. Every broadcaster gets so creative talking about something that we all know just happened. We're all guys. We know the guy got hit in the junk. What? Are kids going to be offended by this or something? Because that's what happened. And also, I mean, even a little kid is going to laugh at somebody getting hit in the junk. You know? Because no one wants to get hit in the junk. But we call it the junk instead of calling it the schmenzer and balls, you know? The clackers. We don't call it any of that stuff. It is funny that everyone goes in a weird circle around just saying what happened. Oh, can't say that. It's weird. There's a lot of weird taboo things that you deal with as a sports broadcaster. I'll admit that I've dealt with it. I remember once at Syracuse I was doing a pregame show for, I believe, women's basketball. And I was spitballing. I used to script this out because I was nervous that if I didn't say exactly what I wanted to say perfectly, that I would sound unnatural. Then I found out that, no, you just speak. Because whenever I read, I generally do not sound like I'm actually talking to anyone. I think you can hear that I'm reading. But in the midst of a broadcast, I said, yeah, they got a buttload of offensive rebounds. And I remember the people that were running the board for me were horrified. these Syracuse Big J journalists that I was never really one who fit in with them. They were so upset, and they pressed the dump button. So basically the last 5 seconds of audio after I said buttload were completely removed from the radio airwaves. No one ever heard it. And I always thought, like, what a ridiculous thing to get upset about. Like, buttload, we all know what you're talking about. You know? It's a load. A butt-sized load. It's the biggest muscle in the body. Am I talking about other things, perhaps, by saying buttload? I don't think so. What if I said a crap load? What if I said a bleep load? It's strange. I don't understand why that one was dumped as if it was so horrible, so horrendous. You know? I'm just a normal person speaking to people as if they're my friends, as opposed to talking down from them from my Syracuse University-built ivory tower. But there's other strange taboo words in this thing that we like to call sports media. I looked this up. This is from Artificial Intelligence. Per Google, offensive language includes terms considered obscene, indecent, or profane by the FCC. Examples include derogatory terms for genitalia, hateful words, and religious profanities. Okay, but is a penis a derogatory word for genitalia? Is it? No, that's just what it is. How about testicles? No, that's what it is. Those are their scientific terms. But we don't say that for some reason. Hateful words, religious profanities, racially biased or insensitive terms. Can't say those things. You're also not supposed to use phrases that trivialize serious issues or use language that could be perceived as unprofessional or biased. You're not supposed to say we. Some broadcasters do. But, hey, man, can we get back to just saying what is? What's what? I don't understand why we can't say that. It's bothersome to me. So there you go. It's an Ask Alon Anything Friday. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. Ooh, this is a great question from the 832. What's the best way to nurse a hangover? So I'm not a board-certified physician or anything like that. But what I generally do, and you can get big bulks of these at Costco, I usually get Pedialyte. I have Pedialyte before I go to bed. I don't think it's advised to have ibuprofen after you've had a bunch to drink, but the best way to do it is at night, a little Pedialyte and a little ibuprofen. You'll probably still feel a little bit rough when you wake up the next day, but that's a good way to start. Say you forget Pedialyte. Yes, some of that, and I'm a big believer that you nurse a hangover with Bloody Marys. As someone who has been nauseous before while skiing, I remember I had a Bloody Mary and realized, oh my God, I'm back to 100%. Now, again, it's a little bit of the hair of the dog kind of situation there, but I believe that is how you do it. Either you take care of things before you go to bed, or you just keep on drinking the next day. If you're working on a Monday, sorry, you got to do the Pedialyte before you go to bed with the ibuprofen. I'm not a board certified physician. From the 281, how close are we to World War III, Paul? I hope far, but last night was something else, huh? Jesus. What else do we have here? It is an Ask Alon Anything Friday. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. A couple people are asking me questions about dating. Someone said, would you ever date somebody in the media? Another person asked, what's the oldest woman that you would try and date? Or man. I'm happily taken, guys. So, neither. How about that? How about that? It's the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call the text. It's an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. We're hanging out at East River 9. One more hour to go before I turn things over to the Killer Bees. Come on out. Weather's clearing up. Got some people on the driving range, some people playing pickleball, and some people at the bar having fine libations to ease themselves into the weekend. Don't forget the live music summer concert series is here at East River 9 tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. Tomorrow, 7 to 9 p.m. And you come out here, you have a chance to win a pair of two e-bikes from the Power On Electric Bicycle Company. It's a $4,000 value. All you got to do is go up to our promo table and register there. From the bayou to the boulevard, go electric with Power On e-bikes. I'm Paul Gallant. It's an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Stick around.